Have you ever felt that little nudge in your spirit as though God's trying to tell you something? And then you shake your head and think to yourself, nah, couldn't be. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. A friend of mine was telling me the other day how he'd been racing out of his office for a meeting. And as he was heading out the door, he had the distinct impression that he should go back and grab his diary. It was a prompting in his spirit that he duly ignored. Anyhow, something happened on the way to the meeting and he needed to call the person to change the arrangements. The problem was, he didn't have the phone number. Yeah, you guessed it. It was in the diary back on his desk. Looking back on it, he realised that God had been trying to do him a favour, giving him a little nudge, a little heads up, to prepare him for something that was about to happen. It was very much a voice out of the blue. And, you know, God does that. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 12. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But that fire wasn't the Lord. After the fire, there was a quiet, gentle voice. I think most of us would be able to point back to a time when we heard that quiet, gentle voice and did precisely what this friend of mine did. We ignored it. The Bible talks a lot about being led by the Spirit, about walking in the Spirit. Listen to me. God has sent His Holy Spirit to live in the heart of every man, every woman, and every child who believes in Jesus. He knows things that we don't know. He can see things that we cannot see. So the next time this happens, don't ignore that gentle nudge in your spirit. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, God is still speaking today. He hasn't gone silent. He hasn't lost His voice. And one of the most powerful ways that He speaks to us today is through His word, the Bible. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find the Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.